All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today. We started Perek Dalet. I just started it 2 days ago. We really started it yesterday. So let's pick up around page 62. So remember again, the Rav Kashtiel was telling us that although the Ramchal says that the key or the initial pathway to Zihiros, to living a life of introspection, contemplation, is through Talmud Torah. So Rav Kashtiel was explaining that a person needs a motivation, meaning in life, there always has to be, I guess for lack of a better term, a carrot. You know, what's the carrot? What's the carrot that gets me to do what it is that I'm supposed to do? So he says the following. He says, if you skip down a little bit, we're in the middle of the page. Actually, we could pick up in the bold paragraph, the one that says, No Se Rishon. The first thing, ultimately, again, the first topic or the first subject, or the first aspect that serves as a motivation, Chomer HaAvoda, Kilomer Chashivos VaOtzmas HaAchrayos, Sheyesh Lanu BaAvoda HaAtzmis Shalanu VaEranos, SheTzricha LiHiyos Lanu, Bechoma Shakashur Elel. So remember again, Rabbi, we saw yesterday that one of the first ideas or the first aspect in terms of getting us to be introspective or thoughtful people is the notion that each of us has an avoda. We each have a job. We each have a destiny. To recognize that we need to be contemplative. You know, such a Kashtila thing is like this. See, we could talk about contemplation and a person could say, yeah, you know, I think that's a really good thing. I think it's really important. It's really nice. So the first thing to realize is it's not important and it's not nice. It's an absolute necessity because each and every one of us has an avoda. We have a job. We have a destiny. And the only way to figure out what that destiny is and how to actualize it is if a person leads an introspective life. No sashini. Omek hadin shala avoda. The second aspect or the second subject that we have to focus on is the depth or the profundity of our avoda, of our life, and of our destiny, of our responsibility. So we will see how the Ramchal develops these two concepts simultaneously. Number one, the idea that each of us has an avoda destiny, and number two, how that avoda, how that destiny is exceptionally important. So to see the significance or the seriousness of our avodah, of our responsibility, our destiny on one side, the emek hadin mitzad hasheni, and we'll say emek hadin literally means the depth of the judgment. So this is not necessarily judgment in a punishment sense. This is judgment because at the end of the day, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gauges the success of my life is how much I've actualized my destiny. So remember again, now all Rav Kashtiel is doing is restating that which you've already stated before. Namely, contemplation is necessary. Not because it's a nice thing or not because it's a good thing, but because it's an absolute necessity. Because I can't actualize my destiny or understand the significance of my destiny without introspection. But to motivate people to engage in this process, in other words, motivation is subjective. What motivates you doesn't motivate me. What motivates me doesn't motivate someone else. Simchal says to motivate people, you have to know who it is that you're talking to. He says it's very profound. He says, Eitzel kol echad misor ha-motivatsia mimashu shona. Everyone is motivated by something different. Ha-ramchal hu mechanich. So remember, the Ramchal is a mechanic, the Ramchal is a Rebbe, and therefore again he understands that in order to go ahead and motivate his Talmidim, we are his Talmidim. Generations of Jews have been his Talmidim for the last 300 years. So in order to go ahead and motivate Talmidim, you have to know the Talmud. So look at page 63. See, he says essentially that there are three different groups of people. Three different groups of people. Page 63. V'hine yesh behisponin osaze ha'aros ha'aros b'hadarga, b'hadraga, I should say. L'shlemi hadas u'lepechusim lahem u'lechol ha'amon kulo. So the Ramchal divides up people, humanity, into three different categories. Category one is what he calls shlemi hadas. Shlemi Hadas refers to people with complete das. I mean, we'll define what these terms mean, but a complete, a person whose das is, and this, of course, you don't understand, das doesn't just simply mean intellect. Das means understanding. So I guess for lack of a better term, what we would say is, the first category is the group of people who get it. Who get it. They understand what needs to be done. Then there's pichus simehem. Then there's the category below them. Category below them, whatever that means. Ulachol ha'amon kulo. And then there's everyone else. So there's the people who get it, the people who don't get it as much, but still go ahead and get it a little bit. And then there's everyone else. And by the way, what's interesting, just even before you go on, is you see that according to Ramchal, the majority of people don't get it. Which is just an interesting idea. The majority of people in life don't get it. Now, we don't even know what the it is, but they just don't get it. Okay? The truth is, Rav Kashtiel posits, in reality, you could collapse these three categories into two categories. Who are the two categories? Shlemi Hadas, Ve'la Pechusimim. The truth is, there's the people who get it, and there's everyone else. Now, within everyone else, there are different gradations. Just like we'll see, even within the people who get it, there are different gradations. But there's the Shlemi Hadas, the ones whose das and understanding is complete. There's that category, and then there's everyone else. And then everyone else, V'hamon Chaluka Shniyah. And again, in everyone else, there are other categories. There are the people who get it maybe a little bit, but not fully. And then there are the people that don't get it at all. Motivatsiya Rishona. So Moses says, let's analyze the first group. The group of people who get it. Shlemi Hadas. Shlemi Hadas tiyeh lohem ha'ara. Ketzad ma'orim es ha-motivatsiya etzah shlemi hadas. So we'll say, this seems to be an inherent contradiction. Because if they're Shlemi Hadas, and if they get it, then what? Then why exactly do I have to motivate them? So we'll discuss in just a moment. So look what he writes. So how do I go ahead and highlight to this first group of Shlemi Hadas, whose das is complete, how do I highlight to them the need to go ahead and become introspective people? So look what Ramchal writes, page 63, the second, the bolded paragraph. B'mashi yisbar lahem, ki rak hashlemus hu davar haroi, sheyechameit mehem, b'lo zulazeh. So the way I motivate the Shlemi Hadas is to remind them, or to clarify to them, that it is, that shlemus, becoming a complete individual, is the most important thing in life. Becoming a complete individual. We'll say, now you understand the profundity in this statement? If you were to ask many people, what's the most important thing in life? So I think you'd find different answers. Some people might say to be a Baal Chesed. Some people might say to be a Talmud Chacham. Some people might say to go ahead and be a good parent, to be a good Jew, to be a good human being. I mean, there's so many things. That's such a profound question. Ramchal asks and answers that question. What is the most important thing in life? To be shalim. The beauty of that answer, to be complete, is what? That's the beauty of it. Is that that's comprised of multiple parts. Meaning that's an all-encompassing answer. That the most important thing in life is to find a sense of shlemus. To find a sense of completion. And that, says Ramchal, is truthfully the one and only thing that it's worth it to want in this world. V'she'in ra godol mechesaron hashleimus v'archaka mimenu. And says Ramchal, the reality is, if the most wonderful thing and important thing in life is shleimus, then unfortunately, the ra godol, the worst thing in life, is not to have shleimus. Whatever the opposite, right? It's a logical argument, right? If the best thing in life is shleimus, then the worst thing in life is when I don't achieve shleimus. Okay. Kihine, achar sheyisba'er ze etzlam, v'yisba'er lahem kimokin, hayosem tzayim alav. So we'll say, so after you explain this to the shleimi hadas, you explain to them that the most important thing in life, ultimately again, is shleimus. And the worst thing in life is when you don't achieve shleimus. And then you explain to them the emtsoim. They will say the emtsoim are the steps or the tools necessary to go ahead and achieve shleimus. And what are those tools? Hamasim atovim, good deeds. Midos tovos, good midos. Vadai hu shelo yisratzu me'olam. Laham it be'ela ha'emtsoim o lahakel bohem. So we'll say the shleimi hadas will say, one second. So you're telling me now the most important thing in life is shleimus. and you're telling me that the way to actualize that shlemos is through these various pathways of Maisin Tovim, of Midos Tovos, so the Shlemi Hadassah will say, of course I want to do that. Of course, meaning, of course I want, who doesn't want the best thing in life, which is Shlemos? Who doesn't want that? So the people who have complete das will say, if this is the best thing in life, and here's what I have to do in order to acquire it, of course I'm going to take it. Ki kevar nisba'er etzlam, shim emtsoim eile yima'atu lahem, oim emtsoim yuchaloshim, velo b'chol achozek hamistarech bohem, hinei lo yasigu bohem shlemos amiti, ala yigora mehem kefi ma shegaru hem bihishtad lusam. Ven emtsoim chasrei ashlemos, Mashuhulam tsara gidola vera rabba. So the Ramchal says, because the Shlemi Hadass say to themselves, look, if by not implementing these paths, if by not that's the wrong word, if by not utilizing these tools of Midos Tovos, Maisim Tovim, or by not putting all of my effort into these things, I won't become Shalem. And if I'm not Shalem, I will say, remember again, there are only two states in life. What are the two states? Either Shlemos or Amchaser. Either I'm Shalem, which is interesting. If you notice, he gets excited. It's good. Everybody could say it. We could say it together. So the idea of here is quite beautiful, which is that in life, just like the Ramchal, you see, what's interesting about the Ramchal is, you know, we will say, if we're honest, because we could be very brutally honest at 5:45 in the morning, because most of us won't remember it about an hour. So it's one of the, we could be honest. So I'll say, you know, there's something amazing. We often like to say, you know, life is not black and white. Life is gray. The truth is, life is often exceptionally black and white. The reason we like to say that life is gray is because gray frees us from the responsibility to make clear and decisive decisions. See, if I say it's great, or it's not so posh. Right? It's not so posh. So I'll say, it's not so posh means I really don't want to commit to making the right decision. So I'm just going to say that the decision is not so posh. It's gray, which means that I just really don't want to have to commit to a particular dach. Ramchal says, and Rosa, this is the Ramchal Kidarko. So Ramchal says, in life, there are two states. There's Ra and there's Tov. And every single action fits into one of those two states. It's either Ra or it's Tov. We'll say big adol on a global level. In life, there are two states. I'm either Shalem or I'm Chaser. I'm either Shalem or I'm Chaser. Those are the only two states in life that are available to an individual. So the Ramchal says, therefore, if I'm not Shalem, I'm Chaser. It's just, so for the Shlemi Hadass, and again, we still really have to define what makes a person Shlemi Hadass. You'll see, by the way, that when the Ramchal calls people Shlemi Hadass, he's not referring to perfect people. How do we know he's not referring to perfect people? Because he's, first of all, because there's no such thing as perfect people. But he's not referring to people with complete das. Because remember, he's talking about people who, when you tell them these things, they act on it, which indicates that they have not yet. Shlemi Hadass refers to people who put Shlemos as a value in life. That for me, if you ask me what the most important thing is, I want to be Shalem. That's Shlemi Hadass. So when you tell Shlemi Hadass, tell them the people who want to be Shalem, listen, here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. It's going to be Maisim Tovim. It's going to be Midos Tovos. That's how you're going to do it. They're going to say, great, sign me up. Tell me what it is that I need to do, because for me, the most important thing is Shlemos. And when you tell them, by the way, that if you do those things in a half-hearted fashion, if you don't put in all of your kochos, if you don't have zihiros, if you don't, then you're not going to be Shalem. They're going to say, well, I don't want that. I want to do it b'chol kochi because I want to be Shalem. Let's just finish up this paragraph. Al kein, lo yifcharu ela laharbos mehem, u lahachmir b'chol tina'ehem, v'lo yanuchu v'lo yishketu midai gomidavar, penyechsar mehem ma sheyagia osam ela shlemos, asher heim chafetzin. So we'll say, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Mirat Hashem on Monday with Rav Kashtiel's interpretation of this paragraph. Because we'll say, remember, when you read these words, it's not totally clear. I still don't quite understand what Shlemi Hadass is. I understand there's people who want to be complete, but what state are they in presently? And again, remember, it's nice to say that it's Midos Tovos, that it's Maisim Tovim, but again, I need a little bit more depth. But for our purposes today, what comes out, and this is exceptionally important, is that Lemaisa, again, two states in life. I could be Shalem, or I could be Chaser. Those are the only two states that a person could exist in. And the Ramchal says again, ultimately, the Shlemi Hadas are those who want and desire Shlemus as a goal, as an aspiration in life. And as soon as they understand the necessary tools to reach that state, they're ready to commit, they're ready to engage, and they're ready to achieve. All right, the boss, we'll stop over here.